You're running, just watch it. I tell the boss, this too much for me. Take somebody. So they put another poor guy inside, Chinese. So I went back to the machine. That's where I was stay long time ago. How many years was?
Throughout the war.
Yeah,
throughout the war
I was in the machine.
Then?
And when
the war ended, that...
When I was in the machine, I really improved. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not
46,
lying.
47.
Yeah.
First 45. Machine on the section. First job come in, I take. Any short job, I take.
Yeah.
Go in and out, the job I got. That way I improved my boss, or they like me, they rated me as a good machinist. Machinists have to be good hand. Whenever you do the job, you have to finish it, make it the right thing, and don't spoil it. When you spoil the iron, you gotta get another iron again.
Yeah.
You have to make it accurate job.
So this was until what, 45, 46?
Yeah.
Till 47.
47. And then?
Where did you go?
47.
Manong, before that, who were the people who were working with you in the machine shop? Like you were saying, they were Portuguese and Chinese. Were there Filipinos
all
also?
All mixed.
Filipinos only very few.
Very few.
So mostly what?
Mostly Chinese, Portuguese, Hawaiian.
And little Japanese?
No, because during
the war, yeah.
It was restricted.
Defense.
Yeah, they're really restricted from the defense. Yeah. No
defense job.
But still very few Filipinos.
Yeah, it's still very few. Very few Filipinos. In my section, about 5-6 from the Filipinos.
How many people all together in that?
In the shop?
Yeah.
350 people. On the biggest shop in the Vietnam. Repair shop.
Yeah,
the biggest shop.
So, then after
1947. 1947, we went home. See?
We went home
to the Philippines.
Oh, to the Philippines.
Yeah.
This time.
So we
first
take
time.
All our things. Uh-huh. We decided to stay there for good.
Oh.
I did not take any re-entry.
What did you think you would do when you went back to the Philippines? What was your plan?
Business.
To build up our home, run business, because at that time we got little money.
You had savings.
Yeah, we had savings. And really we did.
You're going to Lawag.
We went to Lawag, we went home. Mm-hmm. When we went in Manila, I bought one truck, the 2.5 truck, big one. Mm-hmm. You can hold your things, travel from town to town and sell.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
In 7 months, no?
Seven months.
We do a good business. At that time, no more Balahap yet. No more yet.
Oh, this was before. But
you on the other side, eh?
That's in south.
South side.
Yeah,
south.
In Luzon. Akbalahap is still in the other...
Down near Pampanga.
Yeah.
Down side.
Where
south
we see,
yeah.
So you bought the truck in
Manila?
In Manila.
Okay.
Trading company.
Uh-huh.
Manila trading company.
What was your product? What did you trade?
Well, we...
From Lawag.
From Manila to Lawag, we carry some freight. Yeah.
You go all the way to Manila.
Manila to Lawag.
So you pass through the Hook area.
Right.
Yeah.
But those days, no problem here.
They didn't catch us.
They don't catch nothing. They don't catch me.
Catch us.
So.
What did you carry in your truck?
From my town, Tuapare. We don't go too much on Manila because only once a month we go too long and you lose all your profit with your gasoline, so we run from town to town, from province to province, from Lawag, Cagayan, Isabela, all the short distance. We carry all our things, we buy and sell.
Whatever
we can buy.
What are the clay pot?
Oh,
from
like Lawag.
No,
the damili, the clay pot.
Damili, the water pot.
No,
oh,
the water pot.
Yeah.
From Lawag.
Yeah.
That's from Lawag.
And you'll distribute that to...
I contract the makers in my town from big to from small to the biggest one.
Yeah.
I paid them 5 cents one, complete big and all, contract all. Mm-hmm. Oh, very cheap, boy.
Yeah.
They like it. 5 cents, but 10 cents, 7 cents. The ice I bought from small to big.
And one. You sell it for what?
I pack them to my truck mm-hmm. and bring them to a party. Yeah. Isabella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You reach over there, it costs you $1.50 one. That'd be good.
Peso. And you buy it for 7 centavos.
Yeah, see how the profit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the hardship was they have a checkpoint.
Yeah, that's the hardest
that's
part.
The hardest part.
You have to
lagay.
They
tell you how much. They tell you how much.
Who are the ones running the checkpoint?
Oh, this
politicos?
No.
Army. Army.
Oh, even in Ilocos,
And the toll we have to pay.
Checkpoint,
yeah, that's all.
But of course, when I run in between town,
take all our profit,
I pick up anybody who wanna ride.
For a,
They go from town to town, they pay 20 cents, 5 cents, 10 cents, I pick them all. And the passenger truck, he get mad on me, why you pick these people? I tell them.
They stop us.
They stop us, they like ride. They no more ride, they no like walk.
Transportation, those
so I pick
more.
Them.
So the army took away a lot of your profit?
Yeah.
That's why I was time motorcycle back.
who went with you, Manon? You drove the truck?
I drove the truck.
The brother-in-law
in the beginning.
You never went, just
oh, she go.
I
wherever go. I go, she go.
I was the cashier.
Cajera.
Yeah.
I built my truck just like one house already. Whatever I need, I put them in the truck.
You live in the truck?
Yeah.
On the road.
When we pack, when we pack on the road for rest or sleep, I used to go by the municipal, they call it, the post office.
Yeah.
Because the MP tell me, whenever you sleep on the road, you go to the municipal.
Or you sleep in front.
In the plaza.
So that can get you. So that's what I do.
In the center of the town?
Yeah. No. I go over there.
You had no problems?
No problem.
No. Say, did you carry a gun? Or
No gun. Only
knife.
Stick, knife, put behind in my trunk, in case. My money I put underneath the seat, her money, money behind underneath the seat.
Her money. And then when we came back, we buy rice, apari.
When we sell all this pop,
apari,
we
can... And nipa.
The hardest...
Sellable, you bought, it was fast.
The hardest things.
The checkpoint design.
So your business was destroyed by the checkpoint?
Yeah.
And after 7 months, you decided to quit already.
50% you gain. It's a very big profit.
Yeah, it was sellable, especially when
because it's my own truck.
Yeah.
I don't pay the other truck. You pay the other truck, it costs you more. So what I get from the other town, back to my town, sell them all. What I can think that I can sell to my town, I bring them back.
Yeah.
Oh, sellable.
Firewood too.
Dita,
Bagom,
Nipa.
Nipa.
For the house. Yeah,
for the house, roofing. Yeah, yeah. Some they make it wall.
Fire and wood. And wood too.
Cooking
firewood.
Wood, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tipa. 100, I pay only.
Sellable fast, yeah.
Dollar, 1 peso.
Too bad. Check
$1, check 1 peso in a Tuara.
Ski.
100. 200.
They have rifle too.
When I reach Lawag, I sell them 750 with 100.
Yeah.
See the gain I got. Very good.
Good business was.
Business was.
Sellable fast, even rice.
And when we stay on the road, anything you see, crab, meat, or anything they sell by the road,
you buy.
Take them up all, we bring them all to Lawag, we sell them all. You see.
Fish, like that. Paltat, what you call
it? Paltat. And the rice tomatoes. Is the hardest.
You know, when they don't have tomatoes in Lawal, they have a parin.
It's changed.
So that way.
So you have to pack your truck very carefully so that
Why is the rice the hardest?
Too heavy. The heaviest thing.
And not only that, you know, when they measure the rice.
They smart how to Mesa
da
yeah.
We scoop the rice.
They smart.
Oh,
how to measure the rice. With the 100 pound, they can gain to 125. Oh. When you put on the scale, only about 95 pounds, yeah. You lose that pound.
They're smart. You know?
So I did not like too much the rice.
Uh-huh.
And the salt fish, bagong, they sell by the big jar. Yeah. Too heavy.
Too heavy.
For the truck. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't pick much of those heavy stuff.
Nipa
was the
fastest.
Especially when they have storm, all the houses
fly
away.
Anything I can bring.
Nipa supply.
Wood, the post, with the alligator.
Yeah.
If I can put in my car, I put them on.
Yeah.
Pile up on my yard.
Yeah,
you know what?
A lot of fun, yeah?
Everybody come and look.
Yeah. Pero, after only 7 months, you have to give up, no?
Yeah. Because the checkpoint.
Well, the checkpoint is hard.
Because when you
go,
you have to pay. When you come back, you have
to pay. Whatever you make on the way, the MP or either the checkpoint.
And not only one checkpoint.
Yeah.
I don't know how many, 3, 4, I think.
Gasoline and all they ask you. Because
so
I used to put
upper
160 barrel on top of my car.
They even get gasoline for
They ask.
Yes. Because it was right after the war. Everything was
hard.
Yeah,
they ask anything. But in the long run, when they saw my truck in the checkpoint, go, see. But when I come back, you gotta pay them back.
Yeah, right.
You see, that's how what I do.
They know you'll come back with more.
You see, that's why we pass all the checkpoint. But my wife never like that.
So you how did you decide that you would give this up?
The parents write to us, come back. Because they heard about Balahak already. We don't hear in the locals not at that time.
Your in-laws then?
Yeah, my in-laws.
Because they were worried that the books might
catch
us.
So this already before storm yet. Remember, I never take re-entry.
Right.
I just went home.
Yeah.
I cannot come back.
Right.
Oh, when she get tired already, I tired. We go home. You know, come, I go first. You stay. So that week we never sell all our things yet.
I gave it
away. All underneath the house.
Yeah.
Oh boy. We said we go to Manila. We went to Manila. I cannot hold her already.
Yeah.
Because the parents would to her come back. Whatever you got there you come back. So we went to Manila, we went to the embassy, American embassy. They asked her, where are your papers? How you come home? I cannot show anything because I never make any re-entry. But the only way I can come home because she's a citizen, I can come.
Born
here. But even then, you gotta get the proof that you've been stay here in Hawaii. So this lady, this old lady, she wrote to her, she's fast, she go all around where I worked before. There's all the papers. And my proof, my second proof is my
yearly
tax.
You have to pay
$5 a year. I keep all that from 1927 until.
Oh, you kept your receipt for tax.
Yeah, I keep all that. And the plantation contract, I did not throw away. I keep them all. And then with her papers and my papers, we present to the embassy. They look, you can go back.
Yeah.
See, that proved that I can come back.
This is
plus her citizenship.
1948. You sold your truck?
I sold my truck. I bought them for 6,000 pesos. Mm-hmm. I sell them only 4,000. Good truck too. The best in the town.
Because right after the war.
Civilian truck.
Ford truck.
Civilian truck.
Trucks were very
The truck is all army.
No more.
The army trucks.
Right after
the war. All the army truck. He puts them back. I used to go pick up one doctor for my neighbor, the babysit. The doctor said, I cannot hear your truck. There is a silent. Good truck, he said. Because the army truck noisy.
So when you came back in 48, your parents were here already in Honolulu.
In Palolo.
Then when you come back in 48, I could not get job again.
Yeah.
Because I'm not citizen. I cannot go back to the Nibia without my citizen paper. What I did, I got to go to school for citizen. Then I went to school.
Citizenship school.
So I passed again.
See, another school.
Another school. And then the Korean War broke out.
Oh.
That's when they need defense worker, whoever worked in the Navy had before.
But before that, what was your job?
Oh, before that I was cookman, laundryman. Oh, I learned a lot of things. I really learned how to cook.
Have you worked for GEMS?
You remember this?
New Malu. I don't think
GEMS. Not GEMS. The Queen Surf before.
Queen Surf.
The old Queen Surf. I heard about that.
In the old New Malu.
Yeah.
And the Hawaiian Village.
Hawaiian Village now.
Now, today. That's New
no
Malu.
No more those hotels yet.
He was cooking.
See,
I was a cook there.
So,
I learned how to cook.
Another skill.
My boss, he liked me. The tourists come to the kitchen and look whatever I do, how come you cow, this kind taste, this kind. Because my idea, you know that how I'm American cooking, they just cook and cook. They do not dust the spices. But I go in between. I don't go too high because too high they no can eat the salt here.
Yeah.
I go in between the taste.
And they like?
Totally, they like boy. They even come to the kitchen and smell them. How come this kitchen so good smell? My boss, he tell me, well, that's my cook. I don't know what he do. So my boss, he made a lot of money out of me that time.
Uh-huh.
He made good business.
How much were you getting then?
Only 250 a month.
Less,
yeah. 250 a month.
So how long did you stay here when you came in 48? In that kind of job?
Yeah, not too long. 1950, the Korean broke out, see?
Yeah.
So 1950 came.
They called back.
Yeah. That they called back. They want to call back all. Just get experience during the war in the Navy.
Did you have citizenship then?
Yeah, at the time I got my citizenship. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, they take me again. I went back the same job, the same place. Because the master, chef master, he know me. For good thing you come back, you go over there, the same place. So I went the same place. That's where I work.
The same group of people?
The same group of people, but...
Some new.
They took me out from the machine. They put me in forward, all kind of job, assemble and disassemble the parts, especially pump, diesel pump, water pump, steam pump from the ship.
Yeah.
Well, I learned much of that because that's where the forward job, whatever come out from the ship, they bring it there, disassemble them, check all the parts, send out the parts to be made, you put them back, test that pump, and send them out. Yeah, that's what I do, that's what I do.
Were there Japanese now working in this?
Well, at the time, they had the Japanese during the 50s. 1950, they hired the Japanese that time.
Okay, so you worked there for?
I worked there until I retired in 1972. 1972.
So really
I was even awarded the highest. highest
award.
The highest award. Wow. In the group I work. I was
in
awarded
division.
The high in my division highest award. They called the 3-0.
3-0.
Yeah. the award that was presented by the commander, Navy commander. Yeah.
This was when you retired, or
before I retired. I had the paper, but I didn't know it.
You retired in 1972. So you have a good pension then from that.
Yeah. But too bad they figure out, because I was already completed for complete retire. Social Security and all.
It's 28 years, 26.
Did they count your time during the war?
Yeah, they count. Plus my record in the plantation too.
Oh, I see.
They
counted
that.
That is your
Social
Security.
Social Security, that
Social Security. So I was told that you get complete, you got your Social Security, plus your Navy. Yeah. So?
The only thing they didn't count was the 7 months of business in the Philippines.
No. No. So
a lot of fun.
That's how I retire. At least I got $800 a month.
That's not good enough.
Until today.
After you retire, did you give up work, or have you done some sidelines or some extra business? No?
I really give up.
You enjoy your retirement.
Yeah, they cannot pay you pay in the Navy outside this year.
Yeah.
They cannot. Nobody, none of this machine shop here, production shop here outside this Navy can pay you as much as the Navy. So I didn't like you. You know, can pay me the way I got. I don't like what.
Yeah.
So it's up to you. So they no can force me. The commander. 2 years ago, last year, he sent me back a letter to go back to assist the working man. Yeah. We need your assist for the machinists, if you please come back. But they don't pay you right. They only pay you so much after you stop your retirement. See, they only pay you the difference. See, they stop your retirement and they pay you what the government supposed to give you. Same thing, I retire or no retire, it's same thing payment.
Yeah.
I did not like it, right?
Anyway,
no make sense.
You might as well relax.
Yeah.
The
boys don't want to.
Did you go back to the Philippines since then? No, we did not.
She wanted to bring the old folk, but I think very hard. So that was the end of my career.
Have you kept correspondence with your parents and family?
Yeah, we do. Sometimes she send money for my mother.
Did any of your sisters or nephews or nieces come here, ask you to bring them here?
They wanted to.
We all wanted.
But what I don't want is this. My brother is a good job. He's a school teacher. I think he's a principal in that school.
Back in Isabela.
Yeah, he's not working in the class. He's working in the office for the whole school.
But he still wants to come.
Yeah, he wants to come. And the wife too, same teaching.
You think he should keep that?
Yeah, I think that is better for him, because he never been working hard since he was small. Mm-hmm. She always in school until she get her teaching diploma. Mm-hmm. So what I think is better stay with there.
With his seven children.
See, if we come here,
he couldn't teach here.
He could not teach. He got to start from labor. Yeah. And labor now is very hard. Eh? You see how labor. Yeah. Or you go dishwasher. Yeah. Or you go waitress, collecting plate and those.
Does he understand that?
I explained many times.
But still, he wants to come.
He still wants to come, but I do not agree. I live in work. I cannot go to the airport and see him collecting plate, washing plate. While he get education,
he can be a principal.
See, he can be, maybe. You don't know when he can get that kind of job.
He's the youngest then, because you said you were the oldest and you had three sisters.
How many brothers were you?
I got two but died. He's the last one. The second last died.
And your sisters, what are they? Are they housewives or do they have profession or do they work?
No, they are housewives. Two of them we do. They stay.
They stay at home?
They stay at home with the in-laws. Three of them now widow.
Three widows?
Three. Three of them widow. They stay all with them.
Did they marry people from Nawab?
No.
They all married local people or did they move somewhere else?
No.
They married local people.
Did you all get the same education? Your like you said, you went to grade 8 education. What about your sisters? Were they also sent
them,
to school?
No.
No.
They did not. Good at maths.
Why is that?
Those days is they don't want to go to school. Parents those days, if you don't want to go, you don't force you, and the government don't force you to go to school. Not like today, but they always go after the young one to go to school. So they never go much to school.
And then the brothers, your brother after that went, of course, to college.
He went to college. That one.
Did you have to send money for his education?
Yeah.
So he owes that to you?
Yeah. We have
to.
We always send.
But he's done well. He's principal, right?
Yeah. That's,
that's not easy.
Not easy, you know, yeah.
Also, he's in Isabela.
Cheap living.
Away
you have to
this.
Buy food and all that. Yeah.
If you come here with this family, you better own one house like this.
Yeah. What about education? And just going back, Manong, what about education in the camp? You had children there. Where did the children go? This is back in Hawaii, in the Big Island. Where did the children go for schooling?
Oh, they get.
We have public school.
They get public school.
In the plantation?
In the camp, plantation. Where the young children can go reach their school easily.
1 mile or 2 miles away from
No more, no more buses, they had to walk. See, one couple miles.
They have separate grades or combined grades?
All separate.
One to
eight.
Separate.
One to eight.
So eight teachers?
No, three teachers
for 8 grades.
Yeah.
From
one
to first.
Who were the teachers? Were they Chinese,
Haole,
Japanese? Hawaiian?
Chinese? No Filipino.
No Filipino teachers at that time.
The other thing too, Mano, were there any strikes that occurred while you were there as a foreman? Or while you were working in the plantation,
did any unions try and organize your plantation?
So far that time, no strike already because
before that
they got a strike.
1924.
Yeah. Well, that now we go back again to the plantation.
Yeah.
Well, that the people is still grumbling on the price they got on the tonnage of that. What they make a day.
Yeah. They blame the Japanese foreman for that.
No.
No.
They don't blame nobody. But we made a arrangement from camp to camp, leaders from camp to camp. I made an arrangement on that we get together, talk over together, and we set what we want, and we go to the plantation. Manager and we represent what we want. We ask them what we want. If they give us, well, good for us. So we did. I did that.
You did that. You remember the year that you did that? How long had you been there before you did that?
29, I think.
So after 2 years?
After 2 years.
Yeah. 1 year as foreman already, you did that.
After 1929. Yeah. So I call all my friends. They know me in the camp. All the boy leaders in the camp. That they can trust, and I can talk to them like this in my house. That what we want, we made the arrangement letter, written agreement that we present to the boss. So we made one arrangement that all the leaders in the camp agreed to write a form of claim or suggestion to the boss that we want this, if possible, because it is very hard to get $1 a day with this price. And we know that the sugar price is improving up. So we made a statement that the price was 28 cents a ton. We asked them for 35 cents for a ton, because that's what they figure. If we only get a couple cents more, we can make dollar easy, like a king. So we made that agreement, signed with all these leaders in the plantation. And then I bring them down to the manager's house. We went to the manager's office. I talked to the manager that all my friends in the camp wanted to see you. What for? He said, the manager. Well, you know how hard it is working in the field, cutting cane. They ask for your kindness if you can raise the tonnage, the price of the tonnage, what they cut a day. We talk with the manager, second manager, all the officers, important officers in the plantation. We talk to them in the office like this all the time. And I do the talking. Every assignment, so I represent the paper.